Ucucuğuma, ucucuğuma, ucucuğuma,
keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have Dr. Gary Watts with the University of Jamestown. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great, great. Today he is here to talk to us about the new Masters of Education program that the university is offering.
Well, thank you for having me here. It's always a pleasure to be here. And we have had a Master's of Education program at the University of Jamestown. By the way, just noting that there's been a name change, and we now refer to ourselves as the University of Jamestown because we've been growing and introducing new programs, and I think that's a better description.
Right.
We've had this Master's of Education program for several years now, and actually a good number of teachers in the Jamestown area have gone through the program. And they've really enjoyed their experience and believe that it helped them to relate better to their students, whether they're high school teachers or elementary school teachers, whatever their role is. The change right now that's taking place is that we are putting this program online. So to this point, it has been a program where students in the local area could come to the Jamestown College campus, and they could be face-to-face with our teachers, with a cohort group of students like them. And that's going to continue because that's a wonderful way to do it, and many of the students really enjoy that. But we recognize that our program is very beneficial, and our student-focused nature at the college has been so helpful that we want to be able to expand that to others who don't live close enough to be here once a week on a regular schedule. So we're offering this program now online, so really anyone anywhere in the nation, but probably primarily people in North Dakota who know us well, will have access to this program.
Right. Dr. Watts, what are the requirements then for the Masters of Education program?
Well, for admission to the program, you need to have a baccalaureate degree. You need to have a good GPA during that time that you were studying in college. But you also need some high school teaching or elementary school teaching, some teaching experience. We do make exceptions to that in certain cases. So if anyone has a question, they should just call the college. But we like to have teachers who are coming into the program with some experience in the classroom, because what we do is we take that experience and we use that as a basis on which to build. And in fact, our teachers who are in the program actually use their classrooms as their laboratories.
Okay.
For what they're learning in the master's program. Once they're in the program takes a little over 2 years. There are 36 credits, that's about 12 courses. Actually, one of those courses is dedicated to writing a final project or a thesis, so that's a little bit different, and they get great advising on that as well.
Okay. A question I had for you. You said that it's preferable that they're in North Dakota when they take this. If they have their degree from another state, is it still allowable for them to take the education master's online with Jamestown?
Absolutely. And I should rephrase that. It's not preferable that they're in North Dakota. It's just that people in North Dakota, because they know the University of Jamestown,
right, okay,
are probably more likely to jump into it. But we actually can take students from any state, and absolutely any degree from any accredited college would put them in good stead.
Great. Now, Dr. Watts, how do they go about signing up online to get these classes?
All a student needs to do really to get going is to contact Jamestown College. They can go onto the website. If they go to the academic or the admissions section, either one of the websites is very clearly marked. They will see there a link for the MED program, the Masters of Education program. And once they're there, it will give them all of the information that they need. They also can just call the college by phone at 701-252-3467 and ask to speak to the admissions department with respect to the master's program. And there are people there who will help them every step of the way.
Great. So that's the Masters of Education program. This might be a little off topic, but is there any other master's program that the university is looking at getting into?
Well, we're thinking about lots of different possibilities now that we're moving in that direction. We're reflecting on the possibilities in the business area, also possibilities in other science areas, and those will be coming out as soon as we have made firm decisions. But one thing that we're doing already which is very exciting. And we have a brand new Doctor of Physical Therapy program, doctoral level program for physical therapy, and it is located in Fargo. We have a beautiful new building, and we have our first group of students began this fall. So any students who are thinking about physical therapy, there is now an option to study to be a physical therapist at the doctoral level right in Fargo, and it's under the auspices of the University of Jamestown. And if a student wants to come into the University of Jamestown as an undergraduate in a pre-physical therapy program, if the student has the right level of grades and prerequisites from high school, that student can be accepted into that undergraduate pre-physical therapy program with a guarantee to get into the graduate program.
Oh, wow.
As long as they maintain the proper level of grades during the program. That's a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of new opportunities. Of course, with the name change, we're hoping that you're hoping that it expands those opportunities for the university.
Absolutely. We've been growing. We've been growing both in the campus itself in Fargo and in Jamestown. Beautiful new buildings. Our new science building, lab building just opened up this year. So we've got lots of changes there, but we're also growing with respect to programs, and that's going to continue, and we will surely make sure that that information gets out with every change that takes place.
Great. Dr. Watts, is there anything else you wanted to touch on with the education master's program or anything else going on with the university?
I don't think so. I think that everyone in North Dakota realizes, and those in close states around us, that the university is growing and moving, and we surely encourage people to check out our website, www.jc.edu. Go there, and you can see all the new things that are happening and can easily make contact with the people you need to get in touch with.
Great. Well, Dr. Watts, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.